Blog Talk Radio.
Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, Ghost Writing, Striking Lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming. Lightning bullets in the hundreds in Chicago in the summer. From some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Place bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo. This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
You know how we do it. It's your boy D Slate in the building. It's Celebrity Thursday on this lovely July 19th, 2012. Yes, indeed, we're getting it in for the fit-ins tonight. It's Celebrity Thursday. You know how we do it. Tonight, we're going to be talking to Neo Soul star Calvin Richardson. Is going to be joining us. Prince of Soul, Mr. Calvin Richardson, going to be joining us tonight on Celebrity Thursday in just a little bit. Also, later on in the show, we're going to be talking to the Prince of R&B, the one and only DK of the GS Boys. DK going to be in the building with us tonight. We're going to be getting in with him as well. And we're going to be playing all the hits. You know how we do it. Playing all your favorite indie upcoming artists and celeb hits. That's how the D-Hour Show does it on the daily. The Orville Redenbacher of radio, because we keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter. Yes. And if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are a singer, if you're an R&B artist, if you're a poet slash spoken word artist, you like to have your music played on the show, you like to be interviewed on the D-Hour Show, all you have to do is email us. At dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords The Hour Show. Now, we're on Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. So make sure you're logging in. Make sure you're getting it in. We have incredible shows from Sunday through Thursday and also Saturday. We got Indie Up Saturday this Saturday with my girl Terry Tobin. Oh, we're going to be getting it in. Getting it in. We got all the independent up-and-coming artist hits. Indie Up Saturday. Make sure you guys tune in this Saturday. Also coming Sunday, we got the incredible for all the Christians and gospel artist fans. Who love gospel music and just love inspirational individuals, then you're going to love to tune into our Sunday show, The Covenant Cafe, with host Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. Them brothers get it in every Sunday. Make sure you guys tune in with them. We got the I Got Something to Say show coming on Monday. with the hostess with the mostest, the one and only Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice. She's going to be in the building with her crew on the I Got Something to Say show on Monday. Yeah, we're getting it in. You better make sure of that. But tonight, Celebrity Thursday with Calvin Richardson, the Prince of Soul, the Prince of R&B. DK is going to be in the building. Oh, we got two princes in the building tonight, the Prince of Soul and the Prince of R&B. It's going to be a royalty night tonight. And D Slay going to be getting it in with both of them. So make sure you sit back and relax. Shout out to my man, Jet Chronicles, Grindheart Radio in the building. Jet! Yeah, y'all better make sure you go get the mixtape. You better get the mixtape. Grind or Die, baby. It's out. Grind or Die is out. You better go get it. I'm telling you. You better holler at grindheartradio.com and get the info you need for the Grindheart mixtape, Grind or Die. I'm telling you. It's popping. You don't know what time it is. Popping. Now, you know, first and foremost, I want to say for all the hip-hop fans out there, and for those that don't know, it's time to each one right now. For all the new hip-hop artists out there that don't know, Miss Melody, one of the forefront females, female MCs and females in, of hip-hop, Miss Melody, passed away. Just recently, and definitely all the prayers go out to her, her family and friends, for them to definitely get through this loss. Another loss in the hip-hop community. So definitely send the D Hour Show sends our condolences and prayers to her family and her friends. And definitely one love to my man KRS-One. That's real. So if you guys don't know who Miss Melody is, you better Google her. You know what I'm saying? Google her, check her out on YouTube, learn your history. You know what I'm saying? Because she was one of the forefronts. You know, four mothers, not four fathers, but four mothers of hip hop. So definitely make sure you guys look that up and learn your knowledge. You want to be in this hip hop business, then you better know what you better know all the history about this business because it's very important to know those that came before you. Very important to know those that came before you. So definitely look it up. No doubt. Now, on a brighter note, and when I say on a brighter note, that means it's time to play music. Time to play hits. We're going to get some hits in before my man, the Prince of Soul, Calvin Richardson, joins us. We got some hits we're going to play for you guys real quick. This one right here comes from, we just had him on the show last night on Nod Your Head Wednesday with host L1, Logical One, RC, and Amber. They got it in with my man Doodlebug. My man Doodlebug from Diggable Planets. For those that don't know, who is Diggable Planets, D Slate? Well, let me school you again, young bucks. Diggable Planets. Look it up on YouTube. They hit song Cool Like That. You know I'm cool like that. I'm cool like this. I'm cool like that. I'm out. You better get on YouTube and look them up. Diggable Planets was one of the hit groups of hip hop. So make sure you guys definitely check it out. We had my man Doodlebug in the building with us last night on Nod Your Head Wednesday, and his new song Shine. We're gonna get it in right now with his new joint Shine, right here on the D Hour Show. And we got some more hits. Got my man J Electronica's joint, What You Saying? And when we get back. Oh, yeah. When we get back, we got my man Calvin Richardson's going to be in the building with us. You better best believe it's Celebrity Thursday. It's Royalty Celebrity Thursday. You heard me. The Prince of Soul, Calvin Richardson. The Prince of R&B, DK. Let's get it. Dude Bug with Shine right here on the D-Hour Show. It's D Slay. Let's get it.
Things will never be the same after this one. Every page of my poetry's like a rhyme from the clip. The mic is always in my holster right on top of my hip. Niggas get flipped when the hollow tips spit at they melons. You niggas is missy, Mr. Mean, and my niggas is felons. Holler, me and Big Zane, Lord of the Rings, the Twin Towers. Knocking motherfuckers out the rings like Apollo Creed. You wanna get bleed, the blood run up and get done up until sun up. Down south, they call me white man, cause I hang MCs. Get them open with ease and pick them off like please, nigga, please. You ain't got no ends in me, casa, que pasa. My flow will fucking slow your mama roster. Lock that monster, it's like ride when I spike ya. Suplexing niggas like Body by Piper. John Allen, Muhammad type ya. It's a cost to be a boss and I pay the price. Nobody's nicer, I'm cold, it's an all cold, nobody's icer. Shouts to Mr. Porter, you Swizzy, you know the tricer. Shady, you can catch me in the D9, baby, it's all gravy. Still reppin' UPT, what are you saying? Yeah, what are you saying? Ali, Sadiq, you about to spit fire on these motherfuckers for 1,260 days. I'm trapped in the game like Pac-Man, chasing the ghost, drowning with water in my throat. Got leaks in the boat, squeezing the toast. It's not an option, I got pop on. Machiavelli the song, bumping at me and my Glock song. Zoning, like Robert De Niro and Ronin. Struggling with the omen from adolescence to grown men. Walk a mile in my shoes and prove you a soldier. I paid a lot of dues to prove to Jehovah that I can carry the cross and cast the crown. Everywhere I roam is home, life's my battleground. Salah Houdin, Abdul Farah, Muhammad. The Come up by night, riding Elijah the Common. I cave testing the brave chessmen. Mastering 120 lessons is my profession. So get to stepping, I'll catch lead like Zeppelin. These rap cats look real, but they really not like wrestling. Check the solar commander, I'm light years off of the standard. Satellite dishes, cameras, a bad man with jammer. The most thorough examiner. My microphone is 7,926 miles in diameter. The son of man, son of T-Man from Mount Paran. Master the air and the land from here to Iran. J Electronic. I can revolve the world. Them Philly cats say I like that ball. He raw, buddy, thorough. What you saying? Yeah. Yeah. To all you thugs, motherfuckers, you ain't a thug. All you Pac imitators, you ain't doing what Pac is doing. Pac is trying to start the motherfucking revolution. You niggas is cowards. We soldiers for God. We soldiers for Christ. Fall in the lay down. Fuck out of here. Either you with Satan or you with God, nigga. That's it. Choose to die, nigga. J Electronica. Miguel L. Chavarro.
Let me get this out the way, so there ain't no complications later on for us. No, but I know things don't stay the same. People grow and seasons change, but when it comes to love, don't you feel like you ever gotta worry about my feelings changing for you over time? 'Cause when I against us, you won't have to question. The answer is yes. When two or three years from now, you start having some doubt about if this love will last. The answer is yes. I'll still think you're beautiful, 'cause I'm more attracted to what's inside of you. You don't have to guess. The answer is yes. 'Cause I love you. All I care about is your happiness. Well, the answer is yes. People just don't stick around, build you up and let you down. But I'm not one of those. Now I understand that you've been burned. Honesty is what you deserve. Now you start having some doubt knows what's inside of you. You don't have to guess. The answer is yeah. With you, where will I go? When you need me most.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah. Now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is notyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to notyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, hip-hop music, and see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to notyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's notyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate, getting it in for the fit-ins tonight. It's Celebrity Thursday. You know how we do it, playing all the hits. You just got to listen to my man, Music Soul Child, with his new joint, Yes. Before that was Jay Electronica, with What You're Saying. And then before that, you know how we do, we're getting it in the hits, all the hits. It was my man Doodlebug from the Diggable Planets with his new hit single, Shine. Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, right now it's about time for us to introduce our guest for tonight. Let me give you a little history on our guest. Whether categorized as retro soul, neo soul, or simple soul, the decade-plus trend of resurgent soul music has only accelerated recently. Artists as diverse as Janae Monáe doing a James Brown homage to David Letterman, Raphael Sadiq, who invoked Motown on his most recent album, Leela James, Sharon Jones, and the Dap Kings, Raheem Devine, Amy Winehouse, and more have ridden the soul bandwagon. For Calvin Richardson, affectionately dubbed the Soul Prince, oh yeah, it's royalty tonight, soul music is more than a trend or even a musical style. It is a set of values that he has been living since even before his debut release in 1999. He translates the essence of soul music into a contemporary context and consistently brings the music to the people via constant touring with a full band. His persistence seems to be paying off. In the past year, he has seen his classic soul composition, There Goes My Baby, collaboration with Babyface become one of the biggest R&B hits of the year, thanks to Charlie Wilson's great version. On June 25th, 2010, Calvin received the ASCAP Rhythm and Soul Music Award for writing and publishing the song which topped the R&B hip-hop music charts in 2009. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure, and please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to my man, the Prince of Soul, Mr. Calvin Richardson.
What's going on? Thank you.
No doubt. Calvin, what's going on with you, bro?
Hey, man, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to keep some good music in the air, you know?
That's real. Well, first and foremost, I want to say thank you so much, bro, for joining us on the show tonight. It's definitely an honor and a pleasure to have you on, man. I love having neo-soul artists on our show, man, because you guys are definitely what real R&B and real soul music is all about. So I definitely want to thank you, man, for what you do, and thank you for joining us.
No doubt, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, my first question, Calvin, for all the fans right now that are listening, for anybody that just doesn't know Calvin Richardson and doesn't know Calvin Richardson music, how would you describe your music to them?
Man, you know, it's all about feelings, man, and, you know, all of my music, you know, I evoke a lot of emotions and feelings into the music, man, you know, and it can dictate how you feel about yourself, about your day, about the way that, you know, other people feel about you, about the way people treat you, you know what I'm saying? It set the goals, man, you know what I'm saying? For some people, set the bar, I should say, you know what I mean, as the, you know, where you should be in your life, man, and, you know, how you should be looked upon, how you should feel about yourself. And it's always good coming from me, you know what I mean? It's always
That's
a beautiful place.
That's real, bro. Absolutely. I've heard your music, man. I've listened to your music in the past. You got some incredible music, and that's definitely one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show with us. I love to, you know, what we love to do here on the D-Hour Show, man, Radio Network, is showcase great music, man. I think that, and I'm not knocking mainstream radio. I'm not knocking the major labels and even some of the superstar artists that are out right now, but plain and simple, a lot of the fans are really getting tired, man, of hearing the same songs every day, in and out, man, and just, you know, 5 or 6 times a day, you know, 9 or 10 times a day. And I'm not knocking the you know, some of the music, okay? I'm not knocking some of the music,
right?
But people are just getting tired of hearing the same thing all the time, and man, we like to give everybody new music. We like to give everybody great new music to listen to all the time, incredible new artists to listen to all the time, the type of artists like yourself that should be getting more recognition on radio, man, and that's the reason why I love to have you guys on the show. You know, we had Music Soul Child on the show with us, you know, a couple weeks ago, and incredible brother, man, one of my, you know, also one of my favorite artists.
Absolutely.
And he talked about how neo soul and artists like you guys, man, don't get a lot of recognition on award shows and mainstream radio like you should, and, you know, and different things like that. And the state, and, you know, we also touched on the state of R&B right now. R&B is in a terrible state right now.
Right.
You know, people are forced to listen to the older music. People are forced to listen to some of the music that they listened to back in the 90s and the 80s and the 70s. And
right.
A lot of people really don't like to listen to the new stuff right now. So an artist like yourself, you know, as a neo-soul artist, looking at the state of R&B right now and what you're bringing to the table, you know, what's your take on that?
Well, man, you know, I think, you know, me personally, man, I just think music is, man, it evolves. It has evolved. You know, it came down, you know, in a way from, like, from what it used to be, man. And I think that has nothing to do, I don't think, with necessarily the artist per se, man, that's out there. Because, you know, I mean, it just has to do with the industry, man, and where they drive the artist to go and, you know, the type of artist that they look for, man, and the type of music they want for them. And, you know, it's unfortunate for a lot of artists, man, because they want to make, you know, more meaningful music. So to speak, but the powers that be, man, you know, they, you know, they're not having it. That's not the music that they want to sell. Those not, the, you know, that's not the the audience that they want to focus on as far as giving music to, man. And so, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, man. And you know, me being in the situation that I'm in, man, I had to, you know, to go independent in order to really do the music that I really wanted to do. Although I always did what I wanted to do, but there was always that voice. From the, you know, from the A&Rs of the projects all the way up to the, you know, the CEOs of the label, man, that they want a certain type of record, man, that I just wasn't willing to make. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I agree. I mean, and you know, Cal, I think that I've noticed that with a lot of the big-time artists like yourself, man. You know, when I spoke to Naughty by Nature and Maya and, even when I heard an interview with Bobby Valentino before, you know, a lot of you guys are saying the same thing. Everybody's going independent. Everybody is saying, you know, it's better for us to just to do it ourselves. We know what's being put out there. We know we got 100% control of what's going on with our music. And that's such a better feeling. And I agree, man. I give you props. A lot of people don't understand that a lot of these major labels used to be independent labels. So
exactly.
You know, so I think that's important for any artist like yourself, man, to definitely start up your own independent label and be in more control of what you do with your music. I think that's important for any artist, as well as being able to have longevity in this business. There's not a lot of artists out there who can say, hey, you know, I've been in the business for 10 years, I've been in the business for 15, 20, 25, 30 years or more. There's a lot of artists who've maybe been in 1 or 2 years and that's it for them. So I think longevity is definitely very important. And with that being said, you know, for all these up-and-coming artists, man, and these cats out there that want to be in music and, you know, striving to really pursue a great music career, you know, with your experience and what you've seen, what advice would you give them?
Well, man, you know, the advice that I would give is to, you know, just stay true to yourself and, you know, always strive to, beyond anything else, just make good music, put good music out there, man. I've worked with a lot of the older, you know, legends in the game, like Frankie Beverly, man, you know what I'm saying, the OJs, you know, I had extensive conversations with them, you know, and they tell me, you know what I mean, that at the end of the day, man, it comes down to the music, man, you know what I'm saying, all the other stuff, you know, it don't matter, if you're making great music at some point, man, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna get your breakthrough. You know, you'll be able to do what it is that you want to do. And, you know, because the music, man, will stand the test of time, man. If you're making good music, it's not like, you know, something that's, you know, just going on for the day. It's not a fad and it'll be here today, gone tomorrow, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody going to, you know, they're going to grow with your music, man. They're going to grow up on your music, man. They're going to live that situation that you're singing about. You know what I mean? A lot of people, if they're not going through it, at some point they're going to go through it, man. And then, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be the one to help them get through. And, you know, you're definitely, they'll have a career in the game, man, you know. But don't be a follower. Always strive to be a leader.
That's real. No doubt, bro. No doubt. Now, tell us about your new project, man, and what you're working on right now.
Yeah, I'm in the studio right now, man, working on a new project. I'm trying to have it out by September. That's my goal, you know. And so, you know, it's pretty much, man, the same. I'm going down the same lane that I've always walked, man. Like I said, you know what I'm saying, just talking about real life situations, man, things that I've been through, things that I dealt with, but mostly love, you know what I'm saying, and the roadmap to, you know, from A to B, how to, you know, be in it and survive in it. And, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, putting that stuff out there, man, soothing the ladies, man, because, you know, I feel like they need it, man, because, you know, the hand has definitely been turned on them, man.
That's real.
So to speak, with the music, man, you know what I'm saying, with just the art, man, you know, the respect that, you know, the society has for you know, the females, man. It's just, you know, it's just came down to a point where it's just, you know, it's not good, man, you know what I'm saying? So I always try to lift them up and do, you know what I mean, just put them where they're supposed to be. Put them on that pedestal where they're supposed to be, and they're going to stay in my mind. If I have anything to do with it, man, you know what I mean?
No doubt, bro. Absolutely. You're right. I mean, we need more positive music, man, more uplifting music for the ladies and for the women out there. It's not a lot of it right now. You know, it's a lot of this, you know, name calling and degrading type of music. And I'm not saying that everybody's on that, but it's a lot of them that are on that. And I know a lot of the ladies out there ain't too happy with the way they're being depicted in some of the songs these days.
Exactly.
So I think that they definitely need something more uplifting and positive, to put them in a more of a loving and in a more of a loving mood and more of a more excited state about music and
right.
Just give them a more positive attitude about some of the music these days, and especially about R&B and soul.
Right.
We're going to be debuting your song, You're So Amazing, man. Tell us a little bit about that.
You're So Amazing, man, is, you know, once again, you know, if that's me speaking on, you know, the female, trying to lift them up, put them on that pedestal, man, where I, like I said, I feel like they should always have been, and they always should be. The thing, you know, behind every good man, there's got to be a good woman somewhere. Even if it's not your woman, so to speak, it could be your mother, it could be your sister, it could be somebody, you know what I mean? Anybody, man, you know what I mean? But it could be, you know, most of the time, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely a woman, man, that, you know, that stand behind us, man, and make us, you know, helps us achieve our goals, man, or work towards, you know what I'm saying, achieving a goal, you know?
Absolutely. I've heard the song, man. It's slamming. I definitely can't wait until the listeners listen to it tonight. Now, you know, I like to ask this, bro. I like to ask this of a lot of the artists that we have on the show. You know, for the fans out there right now, man, that might not know it, just to give them a little bit more information about you. Your career, man, looking at your stint in this music business, what was the most standout moment for you, man? The moment where it just changed, where it all changed for you.
I think the moment that things turned around for me was when I got that call, man, that I got nominated for the 2 Grammys, man. You know, and I was independent. You have to go independent, doing my own thing. Like when I was on major labels, like a couple of times, I was on Universal, went from Universal to Hollywood. But when I went independent, man, you know, do my own thing, and I did the tribute to Bobby Womack, and you know, the guys that I was partnered up with, man, you know what I'm saying? We was, you know, when I was getting ready to go do the radio for it, and, you know, nobody felt like that radio would play the remakes, man. It was like, you know, the history at radio was just like that. If you're not the original artist of a record, they're not too big on playing it. So, but that didn't really matter to me, man. I wanted to pay the tribute to Bobby Womack, man. And, you know, and when I got that call that, you know, I got nominated for 2 Grammys off of that album, man, like, I was like, you know, that was a defining moment for me, that, you know, that I could really do what I wanted to do, man, and stick to my guns and, you know, what I believe was, you know, not necessarily too far off, you know, when it comes to the music and just, you know, redoing great music, reintroducing it to the public, man, you know. So that was a great moment for me.
Absolutely. You know what, I think that speaks volumes, you know, about you as an artist, man. And I think a lot of the artists out there that's listening, and all the ones that are listening right now, you know, just take heed, you know, just take heed right now to what Calvin is saying. I mean, to be able to get a, I think, as you know, I think a lot of people really, you know, maybe may not understand or really do understand how important a musical award show like the Grammys is, and to be able to be nominated on a show like the Grammys, I think says a lot for our artists, especially.
Absolutely.
like you said, when you were doing your independent thing. I mean,
you know, you were on major labels and you was putting out great music, but when you did your independent thing, which gives you more control of what you do, then you're nominated for a Grammy. I mean,
right.
For the feeling that would give a person to know, man, I'm doing my independent thing, and now I get nominated for a Grammy. I mean, the type of feeling that would make a person, I think that's overwhelming. I would just say, you know, wow, you know, I'm doing my independent thing. And now they nominate me for a Grammy. I think that speaks volumes about the type of music you put out, man, and the type of grind that you put in your work, and the way you institute your brand. So I think
absolutely.
That says a lot. I definitely
absolutely.
Think that says a lot. Now, bro, if anybody wants to, you know, talk to you or catch up with you online or listen to some of your music, where would they be able to find you at?
Well, my website is iamcalvinrichardson.com. Like, you know, they can go there and they can, you know, kind of catch up if, you know, if they were behind and, you know, just didn't know too much about me and stuff and wanted to do a little catching up and researching and stuff like on some of the things that I've done, accomplished some music. All the albums is there. My calendar is there where they can come out and see me live. And also they can go hit me up on Facebook.com/streetpreacher and Twitter at the Prince of Soul. They can tweet me there. You know, I'll be hollering back at everybody that hollers at me, man. I'm on there tweeting all the time, so you know. you know, I done went to Twitter jail, you know, a couple of times, like just retweeting and doing
yeah.
all that stuff, you know what I mean?
Hey, you know, crazy, man. Twitter gets a little crazy a little bit, but
yeah.
I definitely understand that, man. It's a little crazy. Yeah. To this day, I still don't understand Twitter beef, but I guess that's just me, you know. I really don't get that, but, you know, I guess that's just the man in me. I really don't understand what Twitter beef is all about, but it's all good.
It's all good,
man. When you said calendar, bro, for a second I thought you had a little modeling posing in a fireman outfit or something like calendar going on for the. Cal doing that for the ladies. I mean, that's what's up.
No.
I ain't know that. You know, I said that's what's up though. If he getting down like that, you know, with the doctor outfit on and the fireman outfit on, ain't no wrong with that, bro.
You know what? That's not such a bad idea. I think my fans they might, you know, they appreciate that.
Because
I'm gonna tell you, the majority of them, 90% of them is of the female persuasion. Anyhow, you feel me? So it's all good. But nah, no calendar as of yet, man. But you know, I got so many things in the work, man. That might be
that's
one
real.
Of the next things that I, you know, sling out there on.
That's real. Now, I'm, you know, looking at. I'm glad that you said that, man. You know, other than music, I mean, are there any other things that you're looking to try to get into?
Well, I absolutely, man. I have a my own brand of wine, man, called Exotic Crescendo. We just I just closed a deal on that a couple of weeks ago, man, with a winery. Yeah, so you know, I got four different flavors, man. You know, Merlot being one. Everybody knows Merlot. Yeah, because it's grown and sexy. When it comes to wine for me, man, like music and wine, man. You know what I'm saying? It sets the mood. You know what I mean? For life. And depending on how your day going, man, it's a good way to end it off. You know, put on some good music, man, have a glass of wine. So I got some Merlot, I got Blackberry, I got White Muscadine, and I got my own exclusive. I have an exclusive flavor that we are having blended up right now and stuff. So you know, we're launching that actually in September as well. Hopefully, we'll launch it at the same time that the album drops.
Well, you know what, bro? I'm gonna have to give your girl my address because you definitely gonna have to send your boy some, man, so I can try it out.
I'll send you all four flavors, bro. And you tell
hey,
me which one, you know what I'm saying, what you like
hey,
the most.
Hey, that's what's up. But you know the wonderful thing about what you're doing, man, and I think that's so incredible that you're jumping on that because, I mean, look at how successful P. Diddy is with the whole Ciroc deal. But
yeah.
I think that what's so great about what you're doing with creating your own type of wine, man, also wine is also healthier. You know, for people to drink when it comes to your heart and different things like that. So I think that's
right.
Amazing, man. I think that's amazing. Absolutely.
Right, man. Absolutely. So, you know, so we got that coming, man. I'm going to make sure, you know, you make sure that you get that address and where you need that
sent
to, man.
I got to try it, bro. I definitely got to try it, man, and let everybody know, man. Yeah, I've tried Calvin's wine, and it's definitely on hit. It's definitely on hit. Absolutely.
Exotic Crescendo. It's a beautiful note.
You know what I mean? It's all good.
Not a
so,
Christian, though. I got to get up on that. I like that,
though.
I like that. I'm feeling that. I'm definitely feeling that. I definitely can't wait to try it, man. So I'm definitely going to shoot the info to her, man, so I can definitely get a hold of that. I think I have a feeling it's going to – it's definitely going to do – It's going to be good, man. From what you the way you're describing it, man, it sounds like it's going to be some pretty good wine.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now first and foremost, Calvin, man, I want to say thank you so much, man, for joining us on the show tonight, man. It's an absolute honor to have you on the show, and as far as myself and the D Hour Network, man, the D Hour Show is now your home, man. You're welcome to the D Hour Show anytime, man. You're always welcome. We're going to keep on supporting you and playing your music. Anytime you want us to play your music, man, stop by and hang out with us. The door is always open for you.
My man, I appreciate you, man, once again, man, for having me on, man. And like I said, I'm going to hook you up with that Exotic Crescendo, man. And when that new single, I have it ready in a few weeks, I'll get it to you. You know what I mean?
And when you get it, man, definitely tell them to shoot it our way, man, so we can get it in rotation because you got some incredible music and we think everybody needs to hear it.
Okay, absolutely, bro. It's done.
All right, bro. You have a blessed night, man. Thank you for joining us tonight.
All right, man. Okay, thanks. Peace.
All right. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. That was the Prince of Soul, my man Calvin Richardson, getting in tonight with us. Definitely can't wait to taste some of that wine. Oh yeah, D Slay gonna get his drink on, no doubt. Right now, we're gonna give you guys a D Hour Show world premiere. Calvin's joint, You're So Amazing. Right here on the D Hour Show. It's Celebrity Thursday. Oh, the royalty ain't over with. The royalty ain't over. We got the Prince of R&B coming next, so you better definitely hold your hats. It's Calvin Richardson. You're So Amazing.
Adam been to the river, swam up the stream. Stood on the mountaintop, I swear and lean. Like Martin Luther said, girl, I had a dream. But I never stopped loving.
Of your world, that beautiful smile when you come to me, you love me, you and me. Solitary confinement, solar botany, plants on consignment. Southern water flow, instrumental pirate. Was a roach among rats, now a tyrant. Shaking up the whole world, I'm vibrant. Check the problems in my world, I'm smiling. Funky DNA computer, new hybrid. They took my brain and traveled galaxies to hide it. Absent minded, far gone, looking back to the future from the boot like where the time went. Sunshine in my thoughts, I combine it, bind it. Then I change the climate, rhyming.
Nothing compares to it. Skip the polarities. Let's have a good time. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah, these is real raps. No punchlines. We sip lemonade. Granddaddy's recipe. A piece of pecan pie laying on the shade tree. Hold a hand. Kiss and hugging on the front porch. All the kids running wild in the front yard. I'm digging the feeling. I'm feeling. Is you with me? Wait. Bring it back, like. Concentrate properly, don't like it in my arms too. Jones will leave you walking in the rain, but I'ma come through. Yeah, my Umbros, we're in the LLA. I'm chilling with the Dungeon Family in the cosmos. We hit the quasars and race cars. Bobby Whitfield controls the outer space while they dance with the stars. I scream with the comet, need a microwave bar. Now the fingers in my stomach, huh? The abdomen, the abdomen. It's gold, daddy, I don't know my name, cause I'm
like fresh glue on my dough. I'm feeling so brand new.
Chair. We got obligations. behind. You think before you act, so your words get tripped. We wear our words careful, but y'all are loose lips. I play my music loud, I like a good sound. We like songs to build you up, but y'all like songs to break you down.
You can't party with the grown folks.
You've been titled the Prince of R&B, bro. What's going on with that? All I can do is show them. I mean, I really can't, you know, speak on it because, I'm there. I'm in my time zone, and I'm ready to go. So, I'm the prince because I just do that thing. Something for the ladies.
That's it. No doubt. And, you know, we've definitely been playing your music on the show, man. We've been getting great feedback from it. We're going to be playing your song, Sorry Tonight, your hit song, Sorry Tonight. Tell us a little bit about that one.
It's called, I named it S-O-R-R-Y because there's many ways and many problems that people go through. And some people might not be quite to tell you off top, you know, I'm sorry. You know, and this song speaks for itself. So, I mean, for males, females, you know, whatever you're going through, you know, S-O-R-R-Y.
No doubt. Now, the GS Boys. You know, you guys had the hit single, man, Stanky Leg. Everybody named Mama, you know, my grandmother's still doing it. You know, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she can't even cook a pot of greens right. You know, she's in there doing the Stanky Leg. But, you know, I mean, it's what's up though. It's what's up. You know, I mean, it's the new sensation, man. What was that like, man? You know, coming from YouTube, man, and blowing up on BET and MTV, and now y'all in the mix.
I mean, I still take life for what it is. I mean, 08 through, you know, 2012, I mean, it's been a big success. I mean, around the world, worldwide. So I would say it's a goal accomplished, but I'm still fighting for this goal, if you understand what I'm saying.
That's real.
So, I mean, it's a hard business. It's not something that's easy, but it's something that I love to do. So, it's a goal that I'm still fighting for.
Now, bro, let me ask you this. Your new project, man, the music you're working on right now, tell us a little bit about that and, you know, what can the fans expect from it?
I mean, I would say it's grimy. I mean, it's to the point, should I say. Mr. Nasty mixtape. It's out now. Downloads, plays. It's getting downloaded and it's getting plays. I mean, S-O-R-R-Y is more of a ladies mixtape. I would say S-O-R-R-Y is a universal track. It's something that speaks for real, but it's something for the room, you know, man, for the boom boom room.
Now, I was reading, bro, I mean, the Mr. Nasty mixtape. You got some serious props from Nicki Minaj on that.
Oh, yeah, man. I appreciate that. Shout out to her.
No doubt. I heard she said that it was fire. And she definitely gave you props on that. That's major, man, for artists of her stature right now, man, to be listening to your music and letting everybody know that it's flame. That's what's up. That's where it's at.
Yeah, man. I'm trying, man. It's gonna be more. I'm gonna come out with a volume 2. I mean, we're just gonna keep going from there. I mean, video. I got a lot of stuff coming up. So I mean, it's gonna be crazy.
Now are you and the GS Boys talking about getting back and doing another hit for everybody, doing another album for everybody?
Well, in fact, we got a couple of songs out now. You know, but we're putting out a mixtape. So we're putting out a new mixtape coming out real soon. Me, okay. Mark D, and Sliz. So, I mean, yeah, we're still with the group, still making these moves. We just came back from California. Probably about to go back to Germany. So, I mean, yeah.
Now, what's the love like, man, over there? Not knocking Ooh. America, not knocking the stage, man, and the type of love that you get here. But I hear that the love overseas, man, is phenomenal.
Man, it's crazy. I mean, it's when I say we pop bottles on stage, it's just like just that kind of party. I mean, we have a lot of fun. We go out there. So I mean, shout out to Germany, man.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Now, you know, I like to ask this of a lot of the artists, man, that we have on the show. What was the pinnacle for your career, man? What was it? Everybody has a moment in their career, man, that was the pinnacle in their career and the moment that they will never forget. What was it for you?
I would say Rip the Runway. I mean, being at Rip the Runway, you know, T.I., Bobby Valentino, you know, all these major artists, you know, being there, us being there, you know, it kind of taught us a lot, you know what I'm saying, showed us, like, hey, this is what we're doing, this is what we're here to do. So, I mean, it was game time because, you know, we're in front of major artists, been in the game for a long time. I mean, so you have to set your stamp. And I think GS Boys set their stamp.
That's real. So the GS Boys is dropping a new mixtape, bringing the music back to the fans. So instead of the stanky leg, y'all bringing the funky arm to everybody, right?
Oh, no. It's from the club to the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
That's
so the funky arm is not going to be a sequel to the stanky leg.
Well, I mean, stanky leg. I've been a singer of this group for a very long time, and I mean, when we started, singing is what got us popular. You know, slow songs, you know, that got us out there. I mean, we put out Stanky Leg. We were seeing how it was gonna go. Put it on YouTube, and it just took off from there. I mean, the third single was supposed to be me on it with Handsome Tom. So I mean, things messed up, and you know, yeah, it happens. So.
It's worked up though,
yeah.
Man. Y'all definitely doing y'all thing, man. Y'all definitely putting out the hits. I see I got my girl from Diva Spot Radio in the building. Ebony B, my queen, what's happening?
What's going on, Queen King? How you doing? It's your girl Diva Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio. Big shout out to the D Hour Show, doing it big each and every day. Of course I had to call and tune in while I'm making this great dinner for you, King.
No doubt. That's what's up. You know, I got my man DK from the GS Boys in the house right now.
What's going on,
hello,
DK?
Hello.
How you doing, man? Congrats
doing
on
good.
All
doing good.
I see you doing it big. I'm just so enjoying the interview right now.
I appreciate that.
Well, DK, let me ask you this, man. You know, a lot of people right now. You know, seeing, you know, the type of music that you're creating, man, and the type of music that you're wanting to put out right now, you know, music is in a kind of an up and down state right now. A lot of people aren't really feeling the new music. A lot of people aren't giving the new music and the new artists a whole lot of credit.
Right.
I mean, even an artist like Lil Wayne, man, I hear a lot of people liking him, but I hear a lot of people saying they don't like him. Now, you know, a lot of people are saying, man, I don't like the new stuff. I'd rather listen to the old music, and you know, the music these days lacks personality, man. It lacks originality. You know, it's not really positive anymore. I mean, what's your take on that, man? Being a new artist in this business, how can DK's music try to help change the minds of some of these listeners, man, that's just really not feeling new music these days?
I would say more so, like, I'll be real with everything I write. If it's something that I write, it's something that you've been through. It's something that you are going through. It's nothing irrelevant. It's nothing that you can just be like, I don't, you know, want to talk about it, or, you know, I'll be 100 up front, S-O-R-R-Y, Heartbeat, I mean, I got a lot more tracks, so, I mean, it's just all about the person. So if they don't like you because of what you give out to the world, it's like, how they going to accept other people? So,
no doubt.
I mean, it's just,
no doubt.
It's how it goes.
No doubt. Ebony, you got any questions for my man DK?
No, I don't have any questions, King. I'm actually multitasking, listening to the show, working and cooking all at the same time. I'm just looking forward to hearing hot music, man. I'm just going to keep it real right now.
That's it right there. See, DK, she cooking and doing a stinky leg while she cooking. See, that's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying, bro. My grandmother couldn't fry the chicken right because she's doing the stinky legs. That's what y'all do to people, bro. That's what y'all do to people. You know? That's how y'all do it to people, though. But that's real,
yeah,
man.
I still move and groove to it.
That's it. Hey, that's where it's at, bro. Now, if anybody may want to catch up with you online or listen to some of your music, bro, where would they be able to catch up with you at?
I mean, if you want to find me on Twitter, it's DK underscore Key, spelled with K-E-Y. You want to find me on Facebook, DK GS Boys. You can Google DK from GS Boys. I mean, Dad Piff, my website. Hey, we gonna do it like that. We gonna put this mixtape out there, Mr. Nasty. So, I mean, y'all gotta listen to it. It's gonna make it happen. Let me know what you think. Leave a comment. Book me at dkkey@gmail.com.
That's real. The Prince of R&B in the building. Now, DK, other than music, man, are there any other things that you're looking to try to get into?
I mean, I rap and sing. So if you want features, I do both. We got many tracks out there, so you can hear me. YouTube. So, I mean, I'm acting. I'm doing everything.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I mean, are we gonna see DK in the next commercial? We're gonna see DK in a couple of films.
Hey, I
can hold the pen
in a minute.
I heard, you know what, D, I heard the Ice Cube and Chris Tucker and Mike Epps talking about getting the next Friday in. I mean, you might want to slip the Stanky leg in the new Friday movie, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all might want to
get in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't tripping over here. Money's to be made.
No doubt, bro. No doubt. Well, first and foremost, man, I would thank you, bro, for joining us tonight, man. It's a pleasure and honor to finally get you on the show with us, man, and definitely chat it up with you. As far as I'm concerned, you know, the D Hour Show is your home, man. We're gonna keep on supporting you and your music, man, and the GS Boys and what you guys are doing right now, and just keep putting them slamming hits out there, man. We're gonna keep playing it on the D Hour Show, man. You stay blessed, bro, and you keep on doing your thing.
All right, and I thank you very much. I keep God first.
No doubt, bro. No doubt. We're getting ready to definitely, you know, hit your joint off of everybody right now, real quick. DK, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody.
Hey, what's good? I'm DK from the GS Boys, aka Key.
I say it's so double all right.
Let's go.
Getting it in, there it is, baby, DK. I just did the stanky leg on that one. Got my man DK in the building. We getting ready to kick off his joint, S-O-R-R-Y in the building. DK, bro, you have a blessed night. The D-Hour Show is your home, brother. You welcome anytime.
All right, thank you.
All right, bro. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, getting it in. That was the Prince of R&B, DK, in the building. We getting ready to play his joint, S-O-R-R-Y. It's your boy, D Slade. It's another incredible Celebrity Thursday. It was a royal Celebrity Thursday tonight. The Prince of Soul, the Prince of R&B. Oh, yeah, we kicking it off. DK, S-O-R-R-Y right here on the D-Hour Show. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Say it's so double.
deep inside to keep living alive. Cause I don't wanna see you cry. Did everything I could, and I know I should walk away from this life we made. I'm sorry to hurt you, but our story has to end. Don't worry, I know in time that you love again. Now holding on to yesterday, now it's time for me to make a change.
Shawnice Online.com, and make sure you guys get it on iTunes. You can get it on ShawniceOnline.com or go to iTunes and pick up her new single Tomorrow. The song is on point. Your boy D Slade was over here. You know, I had to wipe a couple of tears away. You know, it's hard when you're cutting them onions, and you know what I'm saying, the tears tend to come down. It wasn't from the song. No, don't think it was from the song. It wasn't from the song. You know, I'm making burgers and I was cutting onions. You know, and you know, some of the tears was coming down from the onions, and it had nothing to do with Shanice's song. I mean, it's just best believe it wasn't that. It wasn't that. But beautiful song, though. Definitely Shanice is back, and she's definitely doing her thing. She's had some hits and some incredible music. So definitely make sure you guys check that out on ShaniceOnline.com and go to iTunes. And speaking of iTunes, and before that, let me get back to the iTunes, but before that, we played the Prince of R&B's joint, S-O-R-R-Y, Sorry, from my man DK, getting it in right here on the D-Hour Show. Big ups and big shout-outs to my royalty tonight, my guest, the Prince of Soul, my man Calvin Richardson, and the Prince of R&B, DK, for joining us on the D-Hour Show tonight. And just keep tuning into the D-Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You just never know who's going to be on the show. That's why I tell you guys all the time, if you ain't tuning in all the time on the D-Hour Show, you'll never know who's going to be on. I mean, I'm talking about from celebrity gospel artists to celebrity R&B and hip-hop artists to incredible independent and up-and-coming artists, actors and actresses, athletes, comedians. You never know who's going to be on. So if you want to know who's going to be on the D-Hour Show, you need to tune in all the time. So let me break it down to you. Sundays, the Covenant Cafe with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace for all the Christians and saints of God out there that like inspiration and gospel music. The brothers getting in all the time every Sunday. Tune in 4:30 Mountain Standard Time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Tune in to them. The Tuesday spot. I mean, I'm getting ahead of myself. Mondays, the I Got Something to Say show with my girl, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, and her crew, CK, Elio, and Al of Norfolk. Definitely make sure you guys tune into the I Got Something to Say show on Mondays. They play incredible music. They get it in with you guys all the time. You never know who's going to be on their show. The Tuesday spot with your boy, D. Slate. Nod Your Head Wednesdays with L1, RC, and Amber. Celebrity Thursdays, Indie Up Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. So you guys got to tune in. Make sure you tune in all the time. And speaking of tune in, make sure all the ones with your cell phones and your Android phones, yes, you can download the application TuneIn Radio. Yes, TuneIn Radio. Download it and listen to the D-Hour Show on TuneIn Radio. It's just like iTunes. I mean, it's just like iHeartRadio. So just download TuneIn Radio app on your Android, you know, on your cell phone. You can definitely check us out on there, as well as all the iPhone users and iPad users out there. You can go to iTunes as well and listen to the D-Hour Show. Yes, you can go to iTunes and listen to the D-Hour Show. Definitely go to podcasts on the iTunes, and you can listen to us on there as well. If you can't find us, search the D-Hour Show, and you'll definitely find us with this incredible music and these incredible interviews that we have on all the time. Man, it was a royal night. It was a royal night tonight. Absolutely, the king was sitting back and chilling with y'all tonight. I had the Prince of Soul and the Prince of R&B hanging out with me. Shout out to the brothers, because they definitely getting it in with their incredible music. I see a little article. I see that they're claiming that some eight better burger chains are poised to conquer America. What burger chains are you talking about, D. Slate? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let me hit you with the business. The Counter is a burger joint called The Counter. They coming up. The Habit Burger Grill, they're coming up. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, they're coming up. Farmer Boys, in the business. Smash Burger, coming up. And the one we all know, In-N-Out Burger, the business. Culver's, the business. And Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Those are supposedly the new burger joints that are sweeping America and taking over. I'm going to tell you right now, been to Culver's, slamming burgers. In-N-Out, they put crack in their burgers. That's how good them damn burgers are. And some of the rest I haven't tried, but I'm going to tell you right now, the ones I named, incredible burgers. I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't know. Sometimes it makes you think they're putting crack in the burgers. I'm telling you. Got people just begging for them. You got the new burger? So get out there. All the burger joints I named, if you saw it down the street and you were scared to go in, then you know what? Stop being scared and get on up in there and try one of them burgers out. Definitely get in there, and definitely you can call us back at the D-Hour show. Don't call us while you're eating, because I'm gonna give you sorry ass a D-slap if you call me eating on some food knowing I ain't got a chance to get none. So just in case, okay, just in case you decide, you know, you want to call me while you're eating one of them great burgers knowing D-Slate ain't eating one right now, I'm gonna give you this just to remind you. Don't do that to me. Don't call me with that. There it is. Don't call me with that, cause I'm gonna give you a slap. Probably take the burger and eat it myself. Look here, tune in to the D Hour show all the time, guys. You never know who's gonna be on the show. We have some incredible people on the show. I work with an incredible staff, an incredible crew. So you guys make sure you tune in Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, and we got some incredible shows coming up in the next few weeks in the next coming month. So just keep tuning in, guys, and I definitely want to send another shout-out to my man, Calvin Richardson, and my man, DK, the Prince of R&B, for hanging out with me and kicking it with me tonight. My girl, the Queen, Ebony B, for tuning in tonight. That's my girl. Y'all better make sure y'all tune in to Diva Spot Radio. You better Google her. You better get on Blog Talk and check her out, Frontline Fridays. Boy, you ain't a soldier. You better get your ass over there and salute Frontline Fridays, baby. Get it in with her. You know, shout out to my man Kano the Pyro, HME Radio. Y'all better check him out. HME Radio. Check out the HME gear. I might have to go out there and get me a Pyromaniac shirt. You never know. Shout out to my man Jit Chronicles of Grind Hard Radio. The Grind or Die mixtape is out, so you better go get it. D Slate, the D Hour Show. Getting it in with you guys. Absolutely enjoyed it. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. You guys, please stay blessed and be safe. D Slate, he's out.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Give you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.